Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am so glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night between the hour of 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Monday night between the hour of 9 and 10 Eastern Standard Time. Gospel Gold is the only program on the air anywhere that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. You see, Africa is where it all began. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and rhythm. It is rhythm that moves the American music. And music and religion and rhythm go together. When our first ancestors landed on these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was work songs and field hollers These were the first recorded voices of our people in America. And these are the basic elements of the spiritual. And from the spirituals came gospel, then the blues, jazz, ragtime, rock and roll, and even the music that we hear today. The gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour melody of songs. But each week, Gospel Gold comes to you with very best of the achievements our people have made in the traditional African-American gospel genre. We have great, great history in our music. There's never been a time when gospel music was not a part of the experience and the story that is told by our people. It is a living experience, always giving, always being that which continues to give moral and physical support to God's chosen people. Gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story, but we do come to you each week for 1 hour to bring to you the very best that our people have done in traditional gospel music. That's what Gospel Gold is all about. It's not just another music program. I am not a DJ. This is a program dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. If you are a gospel music lover, we invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. When you go to the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play on our program. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of the programs recorded here on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means you'll have to go back each week to the Gold Facebook page to find the link for that particular program for that week. It also means that you can go back at any time, long after the program has been recorded, and you can click on any program that you see on the Facebook page. Open up that link, and it will take you to the program for that link. So we invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. That's gospelgold, one word, at songwriter.net. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, our Cash App starts with the $, Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. The $ followed by Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We thank God for all of you who are supporting us. This is our second season. I think we're in our sixth edition for this season. And we thank all of you who have responded so positively over the months that we have been coming to you. I thank our listeners in Texas. I thank my listeners in South Carolina and, of course, here in North Carolina. All of you who are supporting Gospel Gold, we pray that you will continue to do so. If you have not been a part or if you have not joined the Gospel Gold community, go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page and don't forget to join, like, and then share so that you can be a part of the Gospel Gold community. You can always reach us through our Gospel Gold page. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or maybe you have information on a program that we're currently doing. We would love to hear from you. You can either leave your comments in the Gospel Gold Facebook page or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. As we start our program each Monday night, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be played tonight, something be said tonight, that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name, amen and amen. Well, beloved, I'm glad you have joined us tonight. We have a very good program tonight. We're going to be talking about the group Spirit of Four. We're going to talk to some of the gentlemen who are part of that group, and we're going to listen to some of the music, and we're going to just have a good conversation with these men. So we're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to introduce our special guest for the night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know you've been sitting in your seat. the throne of mercy.
Throne of mercy.
Where I can find my sweet.
On the line tonight, my very special guests, Deacon Kenneth Hinton and Deacon Walter Pettiford, members of the Spirit of Four, and of course, Brother Michael Whitfield, who has transitioned on. And I'm glad to have them tonight. Deacon Pettiford, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, Pastor Rogers.
Deacon Hinton, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line, Pastor.
Well, thank you all so very much for joining us on Gospel Gold tonight. I've been wanting to do this for a while, and I'm glad that we were able to come together tonight to bring this very important program. Many people have heard of the Spirit of Four, particularly in this area, but if you have not heard of the Spirit of Four, I want to introduce to you tonight or reintroduce you to a fabulous group that has really been doing a great job in the music, gospel music genre. Three men of God, three men who have given their life and their soul to their music. And I am so very glad tonight that they have joined me for this edition of Gospel Gold. Well, let's get right into it. Deacon Pettiford, could you tell us a little bit about your musical background and how you got started?
Yes, sir. I got started playing a guitar when I was about 5 years old, and I remember my first guitar that my daddy bought me for Christmas, and it was made out of cardboard. And when my strings that was on the guitar was plastic, and when my plastic string broke on the cardboard guitar, I took the strings from my daddy's guitar, which were real strings, and I tried to put them on that cardboard guitar that my daddy bought. And when I started putting the real strings on that cardboard guitar, it folded up on me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so I was going to take it to school. I was in the second grade. I was going to play for my classmates one night. And when my guitar folded up on me, that ended that. I've been playing and singing, thank God, all my life. I've had a chance to sing rock and roll and whatnot. I had a chance to be with James Brown. I had a chance to be with Bill Pinkney and the original Drifters years ago. I was about 18 years old then. And it just wasn't for me. It was for me to keep singing for the grace of God. And I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. You said your guitar folded up on you in front of your friends and everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It sure did. It folded up on me.
Wow. That's a memory to keep. Deacon Hinton, could you give us a little bit about your background and what you've done as far as music is concerned?
Well, honestly, it took people like Deacon Pettiford and Brooke Whitfield to bring me out, because I was a shy singer. I've always been a shy singer. Now my father sung quartet music, but I never thought that I would do that. But you don't never know what God's got in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing that I have done, one of the best things that I've done in my life, is to sing with the Spirit of Four, mm-hmm. because we enjoyed what we did, we loved it, and the thing about it is we felt what we were singing, and if we didn't feel what we were singing, we could not expect for anybody else to feel it. But God touched us, and we say we're the Spirit of Four, but God knows it was more than just the three of us. It was mm-hmm. the four of us putting.
I'm going to ask you about that in just a minute. I'm going to get there in just a minute, but I that was you that led that song that we heard when we came on. Do Not Pass Me By. Am I right?
That's correct. Yes, it
and
is.
And I tell you, Deacon Hinton, you have one of the finest tenor voices I've heard in a long time. It's hard to believe that you did not do any kind of singing on a professional level before that, because your tenor is so crisp and so clear. It's like you've been doing it all your life.
No, it's a blessing from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I can sing even to the day. I can mm-hmm. sing to my wife, and she looks at me like, how do you do that? And it's just not how do I do it. It's just because I feel it. And when I sing, I want other people to feel what I'm singing. And that's what the Spirit of Four was about. We wanted
right.
other people to feel what we are singing, because if we didn't feel it, we felt like nobody else could feel it.
I understand that. True musicians and true singers really want to connect with their audience. You really want to take the audience on a journey as you sing, as you come before them. One of the most important things that we can do is to take them on a musical journey.
Journey.
Along with what we're doing. There's a great, great sentiment to what y'all have doing or what y'all have done. We're going to come back and talk about that name, Spirit of Four, because if anyone had ever seen, y'all. It's only three members. It was only three members of the Spirit of Four. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how you all formed that name, what that name means, and what it still means to you today. We're going to play the lead cut on that album, Always Have Faith, Spirit of Four.
When God do it, won't he make a way for you? Won't he make a way out of no way? If God do it,
oh, we come to tell you this evening that we as a people need to learn how to increase our faith. Fall down on your knees and say, Father, I'm in your care. And I want you to know this right now. And I told him, Father,
Father,
and said, Father,
Father,
I'll always
keep you by
my side. And that ain't all I told him. I said, Father,
I know with you
I'm
you see, I'm gonna keep faith in you.
Have faith.
They tell me if you have faith, by the size of a mustard seed. Oh, man with faith, a very much
faith.
It is well with my soul.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. We are live in the studio tonight. If you would like to speak to us, the area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. If you have ever had the opportunity to see the group The Spirit of Four, the first thing that you will say to yourself, well, there's only three guys. There's only three members. And so tonight I wanted to ask the question for either of you to answer, both of you can answer, or your perspective answers. How did the name Spirit of Four come about?
You can go ahead.
Well, It didn't just come about by us discussing it. It was just that was the way it was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that we stuck behind. We did not try to change the name or anything. We knew that our Lord and Savior was in the midst.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way... Once we started rehearsing, we realized that it wasn't our talents that brought us to where we were. It was the point that God brought us to where we were. And we realized that. As three grown men, we realized that. But just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God Almighty, we come out, regardless of what you're facing. Let me tell you something. Regardless of what you're facing, God is in the midst. And we believe
amen.
Then, and we still believe now, that,
yes,
that he'll bring us through this.
Amen. 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 Deacon Pettiford, did you have something you want to add?
Yes, I've always told the guys that, yes, it's just the three of us, but we put God first, Jesus Christ. He was in the midst of everything that the Spirit of Four did. We have brought in professional groups on our anniversary, and we had feedback by the promoters that was in that city. Why did we bring professional group with an open house, and then when they have a program, they want to charge? But we didn't charge a dime for our spectators and fans and everything to come to our program. We didn't charge nothing. But to answer your question about the Spirit of Four, Jesus Christ was the number one man with the Spirit of Four. Thank God. And he's still with us. He hasn't left us. He's still with us. Thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. I had the privilege of seeing you all at least two or three times on occasion. And I tell you that you can tell that the Spirit of God is moving in the music that you all were playing and the direction. And not only that, it was moving in the audience as well. And that's what we look for. We look for the Spirit to move in the audience as well. And that's what I saw. I noticed that a lot of the songs on the album are standards of the church.
Yes.
Knowing the two of you, I know that you all are two church men who have worked diligently in your prospective churches. And I know that the church concept or the upbringing in the church or the love of the church was a part of your input in your music. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Deacon Hinton?
Yes. Oh, Jesus, I'm glad you asked that question because we love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you something. We could never, we men in the spirit of war, could never have accomplished what we accomplished without having a love for him. We realize, all three of us realize, that it didn't take nobody but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to get us where he got us. Now, we're not saying that we got there on our own. What I'm saying is God took us there, but we had to go through some changes. And just like everybody else, you, me, and everybody that's listening to this, we're going to have to go through some changes. But God sometimes will put you through some trials and tribulations. And we went through those trials and tribulations with other groups. We went through trials and tribulations with other programs because they were jealous of us or whatever.
Jealousy.
But we did not stop. We did not stop. We kept going because we knew we were out there doing what God wanted us to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. As I said, you can tell that by the music selection, and you can tell that by the music itself. We're going to listen to one of the old standards of the church, Down at the Cross, Spirit of God.
Oh, my sin. you don't get in the habit.
Tonight, this wonderful, wonderful group who has made such great music, made such great contributions to the African-American traditional gospel music genre. We're glad that we have them on tonight. I think I lost one of them. I'm not sure. Deacon Pettiford, are you still online?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think I lost Deacon Hinton. His call dropped. Deacon Hinton, if you can hear us, you can call back at area code 845-241-9839, area code 845-241-9839. I think his call dropped. I don't know whether he had to go and do something or whether he will be able to come back with us. But Deacon Pettiford, you were talking earlier about some of the groups that you all had worked with or some of the groups you had for your anniversaries or you would be engaged with. Can you talk about some of that? And also, I heard Deacon Hinton mention something about animosities that grow in groups. Can you mention something about that as well?
Yes, sir. First of all, on our first anniversary that we had the Dixie Hummingbirds. And let me tell you something, man. Ira Tucker. Now, he's one of my mentors. And we recorded on his label, which is In God We Trust label. And on side two, we got his permission to do four of the Dixie Hummingbirds songs. We did that. And then he came to us and said, man, you all sound better than the Dixie Hummingbirds. At a later date, I would like for you to hear that. And then maybe sometime in the future, we'll come back to you where the audience can see where if this is the Spirit of Four or the Dixie Hummingbirds, because you cannot tell the difference. The only difference is, thank God, that we sound better than the Dixie Hummingbirds. And I hope your listeners tonight will wait for that time to come to see and witness who is the best, the Dixie Hummingbirds or the Spirit of Four. Now, remind you, Jesus Christ is number one of the Spirit of Four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so wherever he's at, oh, man, you can't go wrong. But now, then on our second anniversary, we had the Jackson Southern Heads, and they said the same identical thing, man. They said which they were going to get us to come to Jackson, Mississippi, on their anniversary, and we also had a chance to we were invited to go to Bobby Jones and gospel, Michael passed on to be with the Lord, so it's just the two of us now, and we're trying to find somebody that would join us, that would join Deacon Hinn, myself, and Jesus Christ to become a Spirit of Four. Now, the animosity, Pastor Rogers, I'm going to tell you something. You know for yourself. We don't try to battle with no group, to out-sane nobody. But there are groups out there that envies the way you sound. We had an incident to happen one time. We was on a program, and somebody cut our system off. But guess what? They didn't know that we knew how to sing a cappella too.
Amen.
and so that ended that. But the Spirit of Four, our future was fixing to go worldwide. But
amen.
But God called Mike home, so we just laying low and we're waiting on Jesus Christ.
Amen. As long as we wait on the Lord, we will be in good shape. You there's a song that I think you lead on this album, It Is Well With My Soul. Is that right? We're going to listen to that. I think we got Deacon Hinton back. I think we got him back. We're going to listen to It Is Well With My Soul, and we're going to come back. I think we have Deacon Hinton back with us. It Is Well.
Okay.
Brother Roosevelt Whitfield, and he's going to assist us in this next song entitled No Night There.
It is well with my soul, one of the standards of the old church, led by Deacon Walter Pettiford and the Spirit of Four. Deacon Hinton, are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
I think we dropped you for a minute. We've been talking about the group itself and some of the things that you all have gone through. One of the things that I had always wanted to ask is that when you all are forming your group and when you all are choosing your dates, I heard you say at one point that it wasn't for the money. It was for the love of God and for the love of music. Now, there is a song on, and by the way, can you let the audience know how they can get in touch with you all or how they can get your music as well?
Yes. First of all, as far as the spirit of four, as far as what we're singing and how we sing, the thing is we sing because we love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that we have gone through that it didn't take nobody else but God to bring us out of it. And we give him the praise for it. We have to feel it. The songs that we sing it because we feel what we're singing. We cannot sing anything, and we did not sing anything that we felt as if you couldn't feel it. We have to do it. We
mm-hmm.
have to do it. As children of God, there's some things we have to do. Now, you may not understand it, but there's things that God has given, there's talents that God has given you that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the singing we're doing is what we miss Mike. God knows we miss him. He's going on to glory. You hear people say, well, you know, I lost my daughter. I lost my son. We have not lost because we know where they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our brother Whitfield is with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So
Amen.
What we want to do now is tell people, even though we're not singing now, even though we're not singing now, we want to let people know, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up. Don't
Amen.
Give up. Don't give up. Because
Amen.
When you give up, there's no hope for you.
Mm-hmm.
So just
Amen.
Keep holding on. Just keep holding on to God's unchanging words. And understand that what you study and I'm not talking about reading the Bible. I'm talking about studying the Bible. Now, once you study the Bible, you need to pass it on to somebody else.
Thank you. We thank you all so much for being with us tonight, but we wanted to just bring this group forward tonight. We wanted to let people know and hear some of the music. Deacon Pettiford, is there a way that we can get in touch with someone, can get in touch with the Spirit of Four, or is there a email address or anything like that?
Yes, sir. They could email me, Walter Pettiford. That's small caps, Walter, WALTER, Pettiford, PETTIFORD, 580@gmail.com.
Amen.
And,
Amen. Well,
and my phone,
go right here. Mm-hmm.
And my phone number, 919-832-4566. Deacon Henn, do you want to get in on this also?
Yes, if you can't get in touch with Deacon Pettiford, give me a call. My number is 919-271-1930.
Amen. Thank you all so very much for being with us tonight. And we ask our listeners, don't forget to tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We are on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we would like for you to join us as we continue our episodes in the great achievements that our people have made in the traditional African-American gospel genre. Well, tonight we have two more selections. I can only play one. And there is one that I wanted to ask you all about. We were just hearing it just as the last song went off, No Night There. What is that song about?
No Night There is one of those songs that, honestly, you know, Mike's father sung that. And that was in tribute to him.
Okay.
He's gone on to glory now. We know where he is. He's not lost. He's gone on to glory because we know where he is.
Amen.
It's a blessing. It's a blessed song.
Amen. Well, thank you all again for being a part of Gospel Gold, and I pray that you all will continue, keep on giving God the glory. We're going to go
thank
home tonight on that song, No Night There.
There is no